Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Ranked choice voting could be coming to Massachusetts. Ballot question 2 asks voters to decide whether the state should adopt the system. It allows voters to rank one or more candidates by order of preference. Ranked choice is used in the state of Maine and in more than 20 cities across the country. Yesterday, WBUR's Radio Boston hosted a debate on the issue, and our reporter Anthony Brooks has a recap.
Ranked choice voting works like this. Voters would mark on their ballots the order of their preferred candidates, first choice, second choice, third choice, and so on. If a candidate wins more than 50% of the vote, she'd be declared the winner. If nobody wins 50%, then the candidate with the fewest first place votes is eliminated. Then there'd be an instant recount, and the votes for the eliminated candidate would go to the voter's second choice. That process repeats until someone emerges with a majority.
Ranked choice voting helps you not have to feel as if you're voting for the lesser of two evils.
Evan Falchuk, a former independent gubernatorial candidate, is chair of the Ranked Choice Voting 2020 Committee. He presented the case in favor of question 2, saying ranked choice voting improves democracy by empowering voters.
It helps build consensus among candidates. It gives voters more choices. It gives voters a greater voice.
But Jennifer Braceras, a political analyst and board member of the Massachusetts Fiscal Alliance, says we need to make voting as simple as possible, and ranked choice voting is too complicated.
It's confusing to me, and I'm a pretty sophisticated voter with a Harvard Law degree.
And since most people don't have a Harvard Law degree, Braceras says ranked choice voting could actually disenfranchise those less sophisticated voters. She acknowledges the current system is flawed because it allows candidates to win with a small plurality. That's what happened in the crowded Democratic primary in the 4th Congressional District, where Jake Auchincloss won with less than 25% of the vote.
The obvious answer to that problem, and it is a problem, is to have a runoff.
Braceras says the advantages of ranked choice voting are far outweighed by its disadvantages.
And we shouldn't mess with our current system at this time.
The city of Cambridge has been using a form of ranked choice voting to elect its city council and school committee since 1941. If voters approve question 2, ranked choice voting would be implemented in state and congressional elections, as well as some local races, including for district attorney and sheriff. It would not be used in presidential elections. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.